This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. House Democrats have introduced an article of impeachment for the president's role in inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. Congresswoman Diana DeGette of Denver says Donald Trump's removal from office, either through impeachment or the 25th Amendment, should happen quickly.
I mean, as soon as possible. This man is a danger. This man is a danger to our country, and that's why we're doing this. We're not doing it for fun. We're doing it because we're really concerned that he's going to continue to incite these mobs.
DeGette says she thinks several Republicans will join Democrats once the impeachment vote reaches the House floor. The Bureau of Land Management is equipping its officers with body cameras. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
Through a $2.5 million five-year contract with Axon Enterprise, the Bureau will equip around 250 uniformed rangers with body cameras. The cameras will allow authorized users to see what the ranger sees in real time. Later, the footage will be stored in a cloud-based platform for evidence. Many BLM law enforcement officers have worn body cameras since 2012, but now all uniformed officers will wear one. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Former Denver Broncos linebacker Al Wilson has been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. He went to the University of Tennessee, where he played with former Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Wilson played 8 seasons in Denver. The college induction ceremony is in December. 38 in Denver, 32 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.